A question I quite often get asked, generally somebody once or twice a week is going to say, John, what has happened with that sale of South Africa's oil, you know? And people remember the detail. I don't remember the detail too well. But it's a story that rumbles on. And then on over the weekend, it was announced that the boss of the Central Energy Fund, which is in charge of all of these things, was being fired. And then there were reports again over the weekend suggesting that the only reason that the Minister of Energy, Jeff Radebe, had done this was because he was about to be implicated in bribes and huge sums of money and so on. It's quite a complicated story. Carol Payton of Business Day newspaper is, I think, on top of it. Carol, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, trying to unravel it, let's say.
Where are we at the moment?
Well, at the moment, what has happened with these fuel stocks were sold in December 2015. And we had an investigation which said you need to have a forensic investigation. And then we eventually got a forensic investigation, which only was commissioned, I think, in June or July last year. So it took that long. And that investigation has almost completed its work, but not completely. The reason being, it says it can't find some of the witnesses, even though everybody knows where these witnesses are, where they live and where they work. But it has reached the point where it's almost finalized its report. So hopefully we will know soon who actually sold the stocks and what they got for it.
Okay, so there's still names that are floating around that are thought to have been implicated, that must have been implicated given their positions at the time. How could they not have known, and how could they not at least implicitly have given sanction for it? But we haven't yet had any kind of formal report.
Exactly. So what does exist is that the Central Energy Fund, the chairman, who's just the one who's just been fired, before he got fired, deposed an affidavit in which he drew on, I don't know how selectively, but he nonetheless did draw on the findings of what is in that forensic study. And in that he implicates one person. He kind of seems to imply that it was all one person who did it all. And that was a man called Sibusiso Gamede, who was the CEO at the time of the Strategic Fuel Fund. And in this affidavit, he also says that, you know, Tina Juma Peterson, who was the minister at the time, well, she was just misled and she was lied to. And so she didn't know, she didn't know that, you know, Gamede was up to this, which I think most people will find very hard to believe. But that is his version, his interpretation of the forensic report.
But I mean, yeah, you mentioned that the witnesses can't be found. Well, that's according to Gobodo, who are doing this forensic investigation. But one of them is Tina Jumat Pedersen. I mean, she's not difficult
exactly
to find. She's on the ANC's election list, by the way.
And she attends the ANC's NEC meetings, and she everybody knows where she lives. So I don't think, you know, I was speaking to, you know, Grant Buchler from Gobodo earlier, and I said to him, well, how can you, you know, how are we supposed to believe in the integrity of your report if you say you can't find Tina Jumat Peterson? Another person he can't find is somebody called Gareth Bezadenhout, who's employed by the department in Pretoria. He's sitting in his office. So it just doesn't seem to ring true. And his excuse was that, well, you know, we've got protocols with our client and how we contact people. And so we did reach out to these people, but they didn't respond. So,
change the protocol. It's quite simple.
Exactly. To their credit, the Strategic Fuel Fund has said, "Well, look, we don't buy that. Can you please go and find these people? We all know where they are."
And what are the chances? Does it appear there's any chance of South Africa getting any of the money back from the three companies that bought the oil? And there have also been reports that some of the oil is not able to be extracted from the storage tank, some of the oil that was sold, and that South Africa might have to buy fresh oil on the international market, in addition to everything else really that had been lost, in order to make up the you know, the full quota that was bought by these three companies.
Yes, so at the moment, the Central Energy Fund is trying to reverse the sale. So that sale happened. We took the money. They took the oil. So we've got the money, and I'm told by the Central Energy Fund it is being held in a dollar account, and it's ring-fenced, and they're not spending it. And there's now a court application at the Cape Town High Court in which the Central Energy Fund is trying to reverse that sale and saying, you know, this was an unlawful sale, clearly, and therefore it should, you know, if it's an unlawful sale, it's invalid and should be set aside. So that case is still going to proceed at some point. The oil traders are contesting that and saying no, because obviously they don't want to go back to the situation prior to, you know, prior to the sale. The problem for them is, well, not only did they get a really excellent deal in buying this oil that it was because it was sold at a very low price, but also they've incurred a whole lot of costs. So they've incurred storage fees, they've incurred hedging costs. So it's not easy to just say, okay, well, what's, you know, let's just go back to, you know, the situation, let's turn back the clock and go back to where we were before. That's why, you know, it's not an easy thing to settle on, and a court is going to have to decide, you know, which way it goes.
Carol Payton, thank you very, very much. I am a lot more better informed now.